This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On October 20th, Diane Doherty of Noonan was ordained a priest in the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests. Obviously, that is not an official part of the Roman Catholic Church, which only accepts male priests. But she is part of a growing movement among women and others in the Roman Catholic Church who want to see the ordination of women. Diane Doherty, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we get to the issue of women priests in general, what was it that moved you in particular to want to be a priest at all?
Well, I guess I've always considered myself a part of the royal priesthood or the priesthood of all believers by baptism. However, I never entertained becoming a priest in the tradition that we know now because of the clericalism. And the clerical notions are that women can never be ordained. So I didn't entertain it until 2002 when I heard bishops ordained seven women on the Danube. And something in my heart just jumped.
In speaking of a clericalized priesthood and your concerns about it, why then would you want to be a part of it?
I think that's an excellent question. I don't want to be a part of it. The Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests is very intent on creating a renewed priesthood in which all of the baptized who are called men or women step up to the plate and become a recognize and acknowledge that the Lord is calling them to be a disciple. And it isn't just discipleship that we're thinking of. We're talking about enough training and background so that we can serve very beautifully and very well as a priest. All of us have pursued the education that we will need in order to follow through with this renewed concept.
Certainly, you've probably heard people tell you even, look, we understand you have a legitimate difference with the church's policy on the ordination of women. They may even sympathize with you, but they also may say, look, if you don't like that, then go ahead and do what you have to do, but don't call yourself a Catholic. How would you respond to that?
I love that question so much. Why I am not gone is a miracle. And I kept saying to God, why don't I just leave? As many have said, Diane, why don't you just leave? And I asked myself, why don't I just leave? It'd be so much easier. And the only response I have is, God is the one who has called me to pay this price so that girls in the future will have the doors open.
With all of the issues you have with the way the church is set up, what is it about Catholicism that speaks to you in a way that no other faith appears to?
When you grow up within a tradition, that becomes your home, and your faith is a vital part of your life. It isn't just the teachings of the church, it's the people of the church. They are the Catholic that has welcomed me and that continues to welcome me. So I am Catholic because I deeply believe, first of all, that I'm a disciple of Christ, that God has, that Christ has called me, and I hold on to that mantra. Secondly, this is my tradition. Hierarchs have their tradition, but they are not the whole story of the church. The whole story of the church is in the people that sit in the pews, that do the work, that say their prayers, that minister to each other, that live out the gospel. So my job is to live out the gospel with them. And I've been called to do it, so that's what I'm doing.
Diane Doherty was ordained on October 20th as a priest in the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests, which is obviously not an official part of the Roman Catholic Church, although she says she remains a Catholic. Diane Doherty, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
I enjoyed this so much, and thank you all.